Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cincy Sports Today here on this Monday on SportsGrid. Great to be with you. I'm Craig Mish. Along with Davis Maddock, we got you covered here on a lot of fantasy talk, including a recap of the NFL draft, of course, a preview of tonight's NBA games as we move closer to the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals, which will start sometime either late next week or the following. And Davis, fun weekend in baseball as well, but exciting finishes in the NBA, and can't wait to get into some of this draft talk with you. It seems like we have sort of a clearer picture now as to who some of the Dynasty League picks may be.
Yep, just got done with my Dynasty rankings for Superflex Leagues. I think we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the show. I really enjoyed the draft. We had, of course, you know, the great trades on Thursday night, some good landing spots for guys on Friday, you know, the Seahawks taking a running back, George Pickens landing with the Steelers, and, you know, I think also a good start to the conference finals, and baseball is chugging along, so it's all good stuff right now. And it's officially fantasy football season now, Craig. It's time. The best ball drafts, they're firing hot and heavy.
Yeah, no question. I think it's a lot of fun to see the way that things played out in the draft. We're going to get to that in just a second, but let's get to our headlines here and start off with the NBA. Last night, the Golden State Warriors needed a three from Klay Thompson, and he delivered as they beat the Grizzlies with a late bucket, and that was the difference there. So Golden State takes a 1-0 lead in the best of seven series. Giannis's triple-double ignites the Bucks to a game one win. I don't think this game was relatively close. It looks like the Bucks dominated this one from start to finish. How about the New York Yankees? Everyone upset in New York? Yeah, that's probably always a thing. Your team has won 9 games in a row. I think they're doing pretty well, all things considered. Anthony Rizzo has just been on fire. They are 16-6. And on the PGA Tour, I don't think that anybody, after watching the U.S. Open last year, Davis, would have thought that it would have taken Jon Rahm like a year to win another tournament. In fact, I guess blind fading Jon Rahm in any PGA Tour event was the way to go. But finally, he picks up a win over the weekend as we close in on another major pretty soon.
Yeah, it's look, got to be honest, the Mexico Open, it was not a headlining event on the PGA Tour. Lots of guys taking off because we're headed to the Wells Fargo Championship this week. Certainly, you know, a much more prestigious event. Rahm, you know, it's kind of funny that really Scottie Scheffler has been the best player on tour, but the clear second has been Jon Rahm, if you just kind of look at the advanced data and the strokes gained and all that stuff. So kind of odd that it took him so long to get a win. The Bucks completely dominant against the Boston Celtics. I do not think, I didn't hear anyone saying this. I did not hear one person. I didn't hear, you know, Bucks fans heading into this series thinking that the Bucks would be able to dominate like that without Chris Middleton. You know, the Celtics just dispatched the Nets, had the best defense in the regular season, got Robert Williams back. I mean, I think most people probably expected the Celtics to win this series, you know, kind of without sweating with Middleton injured. So I thought that was a good result for the Bucks for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Yankees, Davis, they've won 9 games in a row. It seems like they're still not happy with that. I know that the quality of opponent hasn't been fantastic, but the big surprise, I guess, in the division in the American League East thus far, Davis, has been the Yankees on fire. And the Red Sox, ironically, Davis, are sort of playing like they were supposed to last year. Already some talk, oh, what are they going to do? Are they going to trade players at the deadline? I know it's still very early, but with the Yankees doing so well, and of course the Rays always good, and then let's not forget the Toronto Blue Jays, who may end up winning it all. I mean, you got three teams right there. I don't know which way the Red Sox go. That's a bigger story. It's sort of percolating this weekend.
Well, I mean, remember, you and I last year, we never believed in the Red Sox pretty much the entire time. We were saying this, they're paper tigers. They're not going to figure it out. They did make, you know, a couple pretty key acquisitions in the offseason. But they have the worst pitching in the American League East by a mile. I mean, the Orioles might have, you know, worse pitching than them. So that is a real problem. And the Blue Jays have even started kind of slow, which I think mm-hmm. is fairly interesting, right? You know, like you couldn't have really asked for the Blue Jays to have started much slower if you are the Red Sox and you still can't catch them. So I wonder if there's kind of like an organizational problem with Boston where they need to just devote more resources into fighting starting pitching, because they, you know, they're paying Trevor Story and they're paying all these hitters, and the offense is really good. And I'm not worried about them scoring runs over the long term, but like running out Michael Wacha, like, come on guys, this is a team with championship aspirations, a huge payroll. Like, they've got to figure it out at starting pitcher, I would think.
Yeah, and listen, offense has not been great either. I mean, Trevor Story, who would have thought that they'd sign him right to that deal and he wouldn't have a single home run in April? And Bobby Dalbec, who hit 25 home runs, Davis, he has one. So yeah, it's not exactly the start that they were hoping to get off to. But again, a lot of offense is down in Major League Baseball. In fact, you mentioned the Orioles with the changes that they made to the park. The Orioles at Camden Yards, now the hardest ballpark to hit a home run out of in the American League. Go figure that one after they made the changes there. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to dive into...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Tonight's NBA preview. We got two games on the slate tonight. Here in South Florida, things are pretty crazy. We got the Heat playing one night, the Panthers playing the next night for the next week and a half, not to mention the Marlins too. So I've got a lot going on sports-wise here in South Florida. But we'll preview this tonight. Will Davis pick anybody from the Sixers with Joel Embiid? Looks like he's out for the first couple games of the playoffs, and then we'll preview Phoenix and Golden State as well. So stay on the grid. Our DFS previews are next right here on Fantasy Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today, we've got two games coming up in the NBA tonight. We're going to help you get set up on DraftKings, so get out your apps. We'll get to that in just a second. But some updated news real quick in Major League Baseball. Davis, today, because of the lockout, they had an extended roster for the first month of the season. But as of May 2nd, which is today, teams had to get down from 28 to 26 men on the roster. And I think throughout the day, this is going to happen. And I don't feel like it's going to be all that significant, probably significant to the teams, not so much to fantasy baseball. But one big name we just found out did get designated. So I do want to just mention it real quick. And that is, of course, Robinson Cano. Not a high draft pick for anyone, I don't think, in fantasy, but somebody that had the trajectory of, I mean, probably not a first ballot, but the trajectory of a Hall of Famer, and then got suspended a couple of times, of course, for PEDs. And I believe the Mets are going to eat close to like $40 million or something just astronomical. I don't know where this will rank all time as far as, like, you know, dead money is concerned. By the way, dead money in baseball, a lot different than the other sports too, because you have to pay the player. But end of the line for Cano. I'm guessing some team may pick him up, but the only reason why the Mets kept him around is because they had to pay him. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look, I kind of was interested in Robinson Cano in fantasy baseball, right? A lefty, DH, you know, like probably on a pretty good offense, just to see if he had any juice left. Pretty clearly did not have any juice left. So, you know, he did hit one home run in his 43 plate appearances. Really good career for Robinson Cano, you know, though he was definitely one of the guys who, you know, if you wanted to take a non-generous reading, just didn't really care and just went and got the absolutely massive paycheck with Seattle. And then his performance kind of immediately declined, although he did have the 39 home run season in Seattle. So we'll never be able to take that one away from him. I always kind of liked watching him play. And I don't really care about the money because it's Steve Cohen's money and he's got plenty of it.
Yeah, it's like to somebody like us, it's the equivalent of a couple $100 probably. But for the New York Mets, I mean, nobody wants to just give away $40 million. Essentially, that's what he did. If we find out any other players cut today that affect fantasy, we'll mention it. I believe Cleveland let go. Cleveland's designating Bobby Bradley. He was once upon a time an offensive prospect, but not as important as the NBA playoff slate today. So let's get right to it here, Davis. We've got two games tonight. We're going to have two games in the NBA playoffs, at least for the next 5 days. So let's enjoy it while we can, because eventually we're going to be down to one game a day. James Harden tonight priced at $9,800 for the 76ers. Without Joel Embiid, we're going to find out what Harden has left, I'm guessing now. Reggie Bullock is $5,400. Matisse Thybulle is $3,300. Jay Crowder at $4,600. And then Paul Reed at $4,200. So clearly, for those people who are watching and they're like, Davis, wait a second here. I mean, $3,300, $4,600, $4,200. Where's your big guy? We're going to get to that in about 2 minutes from now. So let's go ahead and summarize who we're going with to start.
So we are going to get to it, but I mean, the most important context of this slate and when we come back on, I think they play on Wednesday again, is that Joel Embiid is not playing for the 76ers. He is their leading scorer. He has the ball in his hands, you know, the most amount of time per possession. He takes the most amount of shots. He's their leading rebounder. So, you know, this is like when you know, Luka Doncic is out for the Mavericks or Kevin Durant is out for the Nets. You kind of just sprinkle that usage and minutes to all of the other guys. And there are some pretty capable guys here, right? I mean, James Harden, very capable guy. Don't think that they're going to win this series without Joel Embiid, but I certainly do think that James Harden is going to have the ability to produce for fantasy. I think Matisse Thybulle is probably going to start at power forward here. I think he should get 24, 25, 26 minutes. So he is a cheap guy that's very clearly in play. And then Paul Reed is not going to start, but he is going to be the backup center behind DeAndre Jordan. And they might even play Paul Reed and DeAndre Jordan against each other just a little bit because Miami also plays some of those very big lineups. And then we have, you know, our guys, Reggie Bullock and Jay Crowder in here who are just minutes eaters and they are, you know, they're just going to kind of be the glue to our lineup here.
All right, so with that being said, here's where the money will be spent in, you know, one of the biggest games in Luka's career. I mean, every game pretty much at this point is going to be this. In game one against Phoenix, he's priced at $11,200. We have Dorian Finney-Smith. He's priced at $5,800. And you mentioned DeAndre Jordan at $5,200. I mean, the price cannot be any higher for a guy like Luka, Davis. And, you know, coming out of this series, one of two things is going to happen. Either Dallas is going to win, and we're going to be talking a lot more about Luka heading to the Western Conference Finals, or Phoenix is going to win, and naturally all the conversation starts again with Chris Paul. But to me, of all the series going in, and I know we talked about this a little bit last week, this is the one that I'm most interested in because I really just don't know who's going to win. So I'm curious.
I think you are absolutely right. I mean, I think that this is the one that is most up in the air. I can tell myself stories, you know, pretty much in a different way. Like the Suns, they're a veteran team. They were in the finals last year. Chris Paul, an amazing on-ball defender. He's going to give Luka Doncic a terrible time. The Mavericks have really good defenders, but they don't have really good defenders at the guard position, right? Dorian Finney-Smith, fantastic wing defender. You know, Dwight Powell, really good interior defender. I think he'll do a good job on Ayton. Reggie Bullock is a decent defender, but I don't know if I love Dorian Finney-Smith's, you know, keeping up with Chris Paul and Devin Booker for an entire series. And then the other element here is, you know, Luka is still dealing with this calf strain, and the Suns are going to hunt him on defense mercilessly. I mean, Luka Doncic, he's going to be put in every pick and roll. They are going to isolate him. They're going to get Paul on him. They're going to get Booker on him. They might try to switch him onto Ayton. They are just going to make him work. And they're not going to, and you know, the other thing is, there's not really anyone for him to hide on. You know, if he tries to hide on Cameron Johnson, Cameron Johnson can put the ball on the floor. If he tries to hide on, I guess maybe he can hide on Jay Crowder a little bit. I shouldn't say there's no one for him to hide on, but the Suns, they're just so good. And but Rick Carlisle, you know, it's just, it's crazy. Like there's so much going on here with the Mavericks. Like this is such a good series. And yeah, we have DeAndre Jordan in here just because he's going to play 24 minutes and get 28 DraftKings points starting at center against the Heat.
All right, so there you go. There's the DFS lineup tonight. Let's just discuss these games real quick, and then we'll get into some of the draft, the recap here. So Miami is 7.5-point favorites. It's up from 4, Davis, but down from 8, basically. So some late money kind of coming in on Philadelphia. I'm a dog better. You know, yesterday, you know, the right side definitely, without a doubt, was taking Memphis. But I just don't know, man. I don't know. This seems like a massive injury for Philadelphia. So, I do think the Heat's going to win this series. I don't think that Philadelphia stands any chance whatsoever. But what has to happen for Philly to win? Like, Harden has to put up, what, like 45 or something crazy?
I actually think it's more about Miami's offense. You know, Miami, great defense, right? Probably the third best defense in the NBA. But they are not a good half court scoring team. You know, that really is what it comes down to for them, because they don't have a ton of shooters. Really, for them to have a good half court offensive game, Bam has to have a good defensive matchup, which I guess he does here against DeAndre Jordan and Paul Reed. It'd be a lot different if Embiid was in, or they just need Tyler Herro to come in and be shooting the lights out. And if, you know, he's kind of a bellwether for them, Tyler Herro, you know, like when Herro has these good shooting games. But It's the demoralizing thing. You know, it's like, how, like if I'm Matisse Thybul and Danny Green and these guys, like how do I get up for a series knowing that our guy, our MVP, the guy who got us here, is not playing? Like that sucks. Like that just has to be one of the worst feelings as an athlete.
Yeah, I guess I'm also fascinated. Maybe it has something to do, as you said, with Miami not being the top scoring team or whatever it was. But it does feel like that what we learned is that Luka's worth more to Dallas.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In terms of point spread than Embiid was in this series to the Heat. I mean, really only 3 points or four. I mean, that's shocking. I mean, those lines completely flipped without Luka in the series last week. So we'll see how it plays out. Interesting series, no doubt. Coming up next, our first look at Dynasty League football. The draft is over. We'll tell you next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. 3 days of draft coverage right here on Sports Grid. Caught a lot of it on Thursday and, of course, Friday, Davis. Naturally, from a betting perspective, it's just so fascinating for our network here. But we are the show that talks fantasy, and I would love to, you know, sort of get into it today and talk about some of the players that you think could have an impact. I did see, if I'm not mistaken, somebody in the industry last night posted some Dynasty League draft that happened yesterday. It may have been a redraft league or something like that. What's interesting, because I saw where your rankings are going to differentiate, I guess, is because, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, because I may be completely wrong. I saw, if I'm not mistaken, Breece Hall as the first rookie taken in a redraft league off the board. So let's talk about the difference between the Dynasty League versus the redraft league and sort of how you have these players ranked going into this season.
So you're definitely correct. Breece Hall is on average going to be the first rookie taken in redraft leagues. And he also probably is on average going to be the first rookie taken in these leagues. You know, when your dynasty league rolls around and the 101 goes, most of the time, I think Breece Hall is going to go first. He was a good player at Iowa State. He was drafted fairly high in the second round. Doesn't have, you know, a ton of competition. Michael Carter played well. He's on the roster. They have guys like Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman hanging around. I think you could charitably say the Jets are on the ascendancy. They signed CJ Uzuma from the Bengals. Mm-hmm. They draft Garrett Wilson. They move on from Jameson Crowder. They have a lot of young, exciting guys. My thing is, I think that Breece is probably unlikely to have, you know, an unbelievable rookie year, right? You know, 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns. I think that is probably out of reach for him. Whereas I feel pretty confident that Treylon Burks and Drake London have really good wide receiver seasons in their range of outcomes. You know, I think Drake London could catch 90 passes as a rookie. I think that by week 9, week 10, Burks could clearly be the top wide receiver for the Titans, you know, in a very similar way to AJ Brown, by the way. Remember, AJ Brown started his rookie year. He was hurt. He was playing behind, I don't even remember the name of the veteran wide receiver he was playing behind. That's how my short-term memory is working these days. And then he has a 100-yard game and is basically one of the best wide receivers in fantasy in the back half of his rookie year. But these are definitely a little bit further away from consensus. And in fact, the guy I'm furthest away on from consensus is Kenneth Walker, the Steelers running back.
Okay, so let's take a look at this here and go through the first six selections that Davis has for a mock draft here. Of course, Burks is first. Opportunity, as he said, is going to be there for the Titans. Drake London would be the second. Breece Hall is the only running back in the top six here. Garrett Wilson on the Jets, so they add two players here. Jameson Williams goes to Detroit, so the deep threat to go with St. Brown. And then Kenny Pickett to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Pickett will be the only quarterback that ends up here. And Davis, for all the talk of Malik Willis going in the first 10, 15, 20 picks, like how about not the first round or the second round? I mean, my gosh, I didn't follow it all that closely on day three, but a lot of slippage going on there.
Yeah, I thought that was probably the most surprising thing of the draft. You know, more surprising that, well, no, the AJ Brown trade, I had no inkling of that. The Hollywood Brown trade, maybe not that surprising. The Ravens, a pretty spendthrift team, and they want to run the ball so much anyways. But Malik Willis falling to the point where the Seahawks passed on him, I think, four times. The Lions passed on him a couple times. The Steelers could have doubled up on quarterbacks, you know, had a camp competition between Willis and Pickett. Now, the Titans taking Malik Willis does make a little bit of sense. But yeah, clearly Pickett is in here. He's going to open the year. Maybe he doesn't start the first month and Trubisky does, but I think Pickett is going to take over for him pretty soon. I really like all these wide receivers here. You know, if I come out of the first round of my draft with Burks, London, Wilson, Jameson Williams, I think all of those guys are, I think all of them profile to do very well in the NFL. And I don't think you can be upset if you leave your rookie draft with any of those guys. I don't think you'll be upset if you leave with Breece Hall either. You know, I think Breece Hall is going to be a very, you know, above average NFL running back. I don't think he's going to, you know, really struggle to perform for the Jets.
Yeah, and I think that's the decision for a lot of people. Look, I thought Michael Carter looked pretty good for them last year, but it does seem like they're going with multiple running backs. The Jets did it all last year. They really never committed to anybody. So maybe Carter is the 1A early season, and then Breece Hall as the season goes on. You don't take a running back that high in a draft anymore without using him. So you know the Jets are all in on that. All right, so now let's go through 7 through 12 here. And Chris Olave went to the New Orleans Saints. We talked about that a little bit last week. Not the best spot in the world for him, although the antithesis of that would be Sky Moore, who ended up with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Seattle, not doing well in terms of a lot of people's analysis in this draft. They ended up with Kenneth Walker III, who's a really good running back, but I mean, I suppose that he's a running back. He's in fantasy. People will take him, but the Seahawks are not going to be good. Christian Watson, a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. You know who his quarterback is there. Steelers, a lot of people feel, did pretty well. They added George Pickens also. And then Jahan Dotson ends up with the Washington Commanders. So Carson Wentz has a target there to go along with Terry McLaurin. Okay, so what's fascinating about this, Davis, is that the names that we just looked at, if history tells us anything, there's going to be a star among these five or six players that we talked about, because someone is going to obviously do a lot better than what we think. So let's ride through these players real quick.
Yeah, you know, Olave, I think, maybe is a victim a little bit here of the team that he landed with. They don't really have a plan. They, you know, they're have these veteran retreads at quarterback. There's a new head coach. Like, just no one's really that excited about the Saints. But, you know, had Olave been, had Olave gone to somewhere that's a little bit more forward thinking, you know, some people thought the Chiefs might be in on Olave. Some people thought the Bills might be in on Olave. I could have seen him go, or, you know, for example, had he gone to the Titans, I think I would have ranked him higher. I just don't love the landing spot. You know, kind of the converse is true for Sky Moore. If Sky Moore had gone to the Saints or gone in the second round to the Lions or the Titans or something like that, he wouldn't have even been in the first round, but he's selected by the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a gaping hole at wide receiver, you know, and it should just kind of be an open competition between Hardman and Smith-Schuster and Valdez-Scantling to see whoever is the best here. It's going to be, you know, it's really going to be a meritocracy. I don't think they're going to force feed targets to any of these guys, and whoever plays the best is going to have the largest role. And I think Sky Moore has a very good chance to play well in this offense. I was a big fan of his coming out of Western Michigan. Kenneth Walker is, again, where I'm going to be most different from the consensus. He's top three, top four, top five for most rankers, most drafters. I just don't see it. Rashad Penny is already there, and I don't think they're going to throw that much to the running backs. And that, you know, that's Kenneth Walker didn't really catch very many passes his final season at Michigan State. And, I know it kind of pains us to think of running backs this way, but the running backs who don't catch passes, they just have a very hard time adding to their fantasy value. And I don't see that role existing for Walker. Again, a little bit different from consensus with Dotson. I think most people will probably have him at the ninth spot, right behind Olave and Moore, ahead of Watson, ahead of Pickens. This is kind of my flag plant. One, I don't think Dotson is you know, that supremely talented compared to these two guys. But two, I hate the spot. Don't think Carson Wentz is going to be successful. Don't think the infrastructure in Washington sets anyone really up for success. And he is, you know, never going to top Terry McLaurin in target share, whereas Christian Watson by next season could be the wide receiver one in Green Bay. And with Diontae Johnson, you know, he doesn't have a contract extension yet, and we've seen how expensive these wide receiver contracts have gone. George Pickens could be the wide receiver one in Seattle and in Pittsburgh as soon as next year, which I think is, you know, pretty important to remember.
Yeah, why is Watson ninth overall for you when it? I mean, who does Green Bay have at wide receiver? What am I missing here?
Well, they have, you know, Allen Lazard, Randall Cobb, Amari Rodgers, and one other guy whose name I'm completely, and Robert Tonyan is coming back from the ACL. I think the way I am anticipating the Green Bay plays, and the way I'm anticipating a lot, I think the way the market is anticipating is just a lot of throws to Aaron Jones. You know, Aaron Jones has actually been at his most successful in the NFL in catching passes, but really just kind of taking the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, right? Which feels counterintuitive, but this is the situation they put themselves in, paying Rodgers all that money and not really rebuilding at the wide receiver position. And you know, the other interesting thing is, outside of Devontae Adams, when is the last time a Packers pass catcher was really useful in fantasy football? You know, I'm having a hard time remembering the last like wide receiver to that. Oh, Sammy Watkins, 1 year, $4 million to the Green Bay Packers, which again feels insane, but I don't see that they have any alternative other than giving Watkins, you know, 80, 85 targets. As long as he's healthy, he is going to be a solid professional wide receiver for them. But, I mean, I really like Watson. He's very raw though. You know, I mean, he was playing FCS football. So I do think that's going to be kind of a hard transition for him. You know, it took Allen Lazard was on the Packers practice squad for 2 years before he finally cracked their starting lineup. And MVS, you know, who he is ostensibly is replacing, was also, you know, a tertiary player for them for a while. But I think Christian Watson is good.
Well, look, in the end, things can change, obviously, with training camp and some other developments, too. There's still a few free agents, by the way, that are out there as well, including Tyrann Mathieu, who did sign today a contract with the New Orleans Saints. So, you know, keep an eye for some free agency, both offensively and defensively. And when we have them, we will give them to you right here on Fantasy Sports Today. All right, coming up next, it's time for some fantasy reality and the Sports Grid 60. We'll dive a little bit deeper into this Miami Heat Philadelphia 76ers series. And also talk
about... Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
About the month of April and Major League Baseball being over. Who were some of the surprises? Who were some of the busts? Maybe Davis and I will have those picks for you as well. So stay on the grid. We'll be right back here on FST on this Monday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. It is almost time for Fantasy Reality, but Davis, there are a couple of afternoon baseball games. And so, I mean, this is your chance. As soon as the show's over, you can pop on over, get on the freeway or the highway, whatever they're calling it these days in the Midwest, and catch Royals Cardinals. Like, this is made for you this afternoon.
Honestly, I should go because it's Zach Greinke pitching, so this will probably be the last time I ever get to see him throw as a member of the Kansas City Royals. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I have best ball fantasy football teams to draft. I got a couple podcasts scheduled. I think I'm going to make my peace. And you know what? And Mondesi's on the IL, so I think going to see them would just make me sad. Anyways, I'm not trying to go watch Nicky Lopez play shortstop.
Yeah, a couple of games today, and then most of the schedule tonight, and then of course a full slate in baseball tomorrow. I'm still trying to figure out which I was at. Like, I was at Friday and Saturday's game in Miami, and then yesterday sat that one out and just watched it on TV. And then Miami's back here today playing Arizona for a 3-game series too. So I got to figure out which game I'm going to go to there. All right, without further ado, let's see what we got on today's Fantasy or Reality. All right, time for a little fantasy reality here on the show. Craig and Davis back here with you. Of course, tonight is the Eastern Conference semifinal series between the very heavily favored, by the way, Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, why are the Heat favored so largely? Well, because Joel Embiid, the all-world potential NBA MVP in 2021-22, is definitely going to miss tonight's game. And look, by all indications, he's going to miss game two as well with an orbital fracture and a concussion and all just kinds of injuries that Embiid has had. But you never know. I mean, Davis, let's be honest. We've seen this before in the NBA. You know, Booker's going to be out for a month. He misses like 3 games. You know, it's like if guys get healthy real quick and all of a sudden they play. So let's play it based on what we know here to ask our first question here, a fantasy reality on the show. The Philadelphia 76ers will win more than one game in their series with the Heat without Joel Embiid. So they will win more than one game in this series without Joel Embiid. So this is a little complicated here because obviously he would have to miss more than one game, maybe two, maybe even three. He's going to be reevaluated before game three. And then again, the notion is that he's out game two. I don't believe any of this stuff until I actually see it. But go ahead, Davis. Fantasy, reality.
Fantasy. I think that the Miami Heat are going to sweep the Philadelphia 76ers. I have seen all the evidence I need to see of James Harden as the lead dog. Seen him do it with the Rockets. I saw him try to do it with the Nets when Kevin Durant was injured and Kyrie Irving wasn't playing because he was not vaccinated. The guy, like James Harden, amazing scorer. Great basketball player, but probably one of the 10 best offensive players in the history of organized basketball. But this is not a situation that he is cut out for. Also, doesn't particularly help that all of the 76ers' best players are guards, Tyrese Maxey, James Harden, and then they have a ton of guys who can't put the ball on the floor. It's going to be very hard for them to score against the Miami Heat, who do have a fantastic defense. They have great perimeter defense. And the Heat are just, I mean, you know, we've talked about this. I just think Spoelstra is such a good coach. I have so much respect for their organization. It's not happening. They're going to get boat raced tonight. They're going to get boat raced the next game they play. Embiid, I am sure, I have no qualms about Embiid's, you know, status as a competitor. I think the guy loves to play basketball. Mm-hmm. I think he's a phenomenal athlete. If he does end up winning MVP, and maybe we'll be a little miffed because I have the Jokic ticket, but I will not hold it against him. I think he is a deserving MVP candidate, first team all NBA, but yeah, they're sunk without him. So I'm saying fantasy.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat here. More than one, I don't think so. I think the Heat wins this series in 5 games. I don't see Philadelphia winning in Miami in games one or game two. I think probably one of the 2 games will be close. But the other thing, Davis, is that it's going to be super demoralizing for Philadelphia if they lose both games pretty handily, even going back to Philadelphia. And then if Miami wins game three, you know it's just a matter of time at that point. Usually team sweep. But bad luck for Philadelphia, by the way. I thought this would be a really competitive series. I don't think you can take the best player off that team. And then the other part of this that I think is going to happen is I do not think James Harden's going to be able to carry Philadelphia. And I think those questions are going to come up as well once this series ends. So I got fantasy here. I got Heat in 5 games in this series. All right, the month of April came to a close in Major League Baseball. It's a little bit shorter than normal, Davis, of course, because the lockout, we started the season about a few days in, 4 or 5 days in. And there have been some really rough starts for a lot of big free agents. Marcus Semien on the Texas Rangers. I mean, look at the money that he got. He's off to a brutal start with them. It's not been a good start for them as well. But earlier in the show, we talked about the Boston Red Sox. And the Red Sox went out, and immediately after the lockout ended, they signed Trevor Story to a mega contract. And Story had to move from shortstop to second base. He was the one, Davis, that decided to do this. Could have played shortstop for a number of other teams. It may be thinking, you know, Xander Bogaerts is going to be a free agent after the season, and Davis, he could just slide over to short at the end of the season. But Red Sox fans are not having it right now with Trevor Story. He's got no home runs at the start of this season. And when you look at it from a fantasy perspective, it's brutal. Fantasy reality. April's biggest bust in fantasy baseball was Trevor Story.
No, this is a fantasy because Trevor Story still playing for your fantasy baseball team. Mondesi has to be the biggest fantasy baseball bust. He was a third round pick, fourth round pick, kind of depending on your draft, how many teams, things like that. He was hitting like 165 when he got injured. He had no home runs. He did have five steals. So I guess before he left you, he did give you five steals, but he's done. He's out for the year. I think Zach Wheeler, pretty big bust, you know, got shelled in two of his starts. The guy I am most concerned about, and again, I have him too, is Shane Bieber not even getting to 90 miles an hour on his fastball at this point. He was a second-round pick. Pretty worried about that. Now, I'm not saying Trevor Story wasn't a bust. He's clearly been a huge bust, but I'm also not, like, biting my nails. Like, he plays in the American League East. He's going to face all these dusty Orioles pitchers and the Blue Jays have all these left-handers. Like, I'm not worried about Trevor Story. He's going to figure it out. This is also his first season not playing his home games at Coors Field. Again, I think he will probably figure that out as well. So this is close. He's close to being the biggest bust, but I'm saying fantasy, not the biggest, because he's also still playing for you.
Yeah, I'm also going to say fantasy, but I would say this. I mean, Davis, come on. I mean, taking Mondesi, you sort of, no offense, but you sort of deserve it a little bit. I mean, the guy has not had a healthy season for like 4 years.
I know.
I don't know. Injuries typically I do not count as busts. I mean, I could throw Eloy Jimenez in there too. That guy missed a lot of time last year. But if you went down the road, you had to know the risk. And I'm going to say no. I'm also going to say no to Trevor Story. But I will, because I do believe, but if I combined my thought with bust in April and worrisome a little bit in May, I'll tell you a player that I went back and I looked at some of the metrics, everything like that. Davis, Randy Arozarena. What in the world's going on with this guy? Arozarena was the rookie of the year in 2021, Babe Ruth in the postseason in 2020. And Davis, the Rays, they don't allow you to have bad months. They just sent that prospect down, Josh Lowe, to the minor leagues. If Arozarena, Davis, doesn't hit soon, who knows? They'll sign somebody else. They'll put him in a platoon. So, and that was a first five-round pick, I think, in terms of average draft position, maybe even earlier than that. I think he has a steal or two. But to me, it's Arozarena. I don't know. I think that's the guy that I'm most surprised with, I guess, from a bust perspective. Okay, let's finish off this. There was a couple that went on a plane, and they were going to fly to Las Vegas to get married. I don't know if you saw this, but it was a really funny story. But instead, because their flight was delayed, they decided to just get married on the actual plane, which really made for a very funny scene on, I believe it was on Southwest Airlines. You don't see this very often, but that's what happened. And it kind of got me thinking that, you know, a lot of people do go to Vegas and they sort of, you know, get married there. There are people, obviously, that get drunk and then they just show up at the chapel and that happens too. So I guess we could throw all of these things in the same bucket. Fantasy reality, Davis. You know a couple who were married in Las Vegas. Is this fantasy or reality?
Yeah, this is a fantasy. I mean, maybe I have met someone in my life and that was like a detail of their personal life that they never shared. But actually all of my friends who have gotten married, and there hasn't been that many. I think I've been in four weddings up until this point, but I'm also right about the age where everyone is starting to do it. Like, all my friends are married, engaged, gonna get married, just moving in together, you know, etc. But they're all doing it in, like, you know, a fairly traditional way, inviting everyone to the wedding, you know, doing the whole, you plan the party. Actually, I was just at a wedding back in Kansas City this weekend. not in Las Vegas. I think maybe the Vegas, tell me if this is true or not. I think Vegas marriages are more likely to be your second marriage, or if you are older, right? If you just happen like, oh, you know, just never really happened for me in my 20s. I'm 36. I have this whole career and life and everything. And like, let's just do it. Let's go to Vegas. Let's have a good weekend. Let's get married, you know, get some free drinks, hang out. Like maybe some of our friends come and it's just a big party for the weekend. But like, I feel like a lot of people, their first marriage when they're in their 20s, like you got to do it the traditional way, or at least most people feel that way.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, clearly being a lot older, I've been to a lot more weddings. And flown to a lot of places to go to different weddings. And I would say that, crazily enough, this is also a fantasy for me. I do not know anyone who like did a let's just go get married type thing, or who flew to Las Vegas. Now, if we expanded, Davis, if we expanded this to, do you know anyone that had like a shotgun wedding, like sort of thing? Where somebody just like out of nowhere decided to get married and they went over to the you know, chapel to do it. That I do know. That I have experience with. It didn't. The wedding may have lasted 2 weeks. I don't even know. But I do recall that happening in my younger days. But as far as actually somebody going, a couple going to Las Vegas to make things make it happen like this, no. Yeah, I'm with you here in fantasy. I don't know what that says about me. Maybe I don't know the right people to have fun and go to Vegas. But I definitely do not know that. But Davis, I did have one of those incidents where a couple of people that I knew, they got a little rowdy one night, and then the next day they went to the chapel and got it done. Didn't last long though.
All right, that's I don't even think I know that. I mean, I had two friends who got married really quick. They met their partner, they dated for a couple months. They're, you know, 26, 27. They're like, "All right, this is it. This is time. This is my person. Let's do it." And you know, that seems to have worked out for them, but even the shotgun wedding, maybe this means I've lived a fairly sheltered life. If I don't know anyone who's done the shotgun wedding, pretty interesting though.
Yeah. That one, I do have a lot of familiarity with it. I do remember it not ending well. Everyone saying, don't do it. It's a mistake. You're making a mistake. And you know, inevitably that's a long time ago. I want to say this at least 20 years ago for me. All right, Sports Grid 60 is coming up next. Don't forget, we got Newswire coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, so make sure you stay on the grid for that. It's a couple of hours away. So we'll be right back with more fantasy sports today. The Sports Grid 60 is next. Commentary from Davis and I as we end the show here on this Monday. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes right here.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
On Sports Grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, before we get to the Sports Grid 60, Davis on the show last week, looks like he made the right call. There's a reporter in Salt Lake City that are saying that Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, the time those together have are coming to an end, Davis. So foreshadowing on your part, but it does seem like that's going to shift in this offseason.
Yep, it's all done. Say goodbye to the Rudy Donovan era. I hope, I would love for Rudy to come play in Oklahoma City. It sounds like the Golden State Warriors are sniffing around on Rudy Gobert's contract, which would be quite interesting.
All right, let's end our show today. Here's Davis with the Sports Grid 60.
Nothing too dramatic today, Craig. I'm just offering a formal apology to you because the time of the season when you have me locked in for fantasy baseball, you know, checking in on pitcher's velocity and swinging strike rate and who's up and who's down and I'm sorry, buddy. It can't happen. Best ball season, it's underway. I already did my first draft. Underdog launched $2 million to first place in their big tournament this year. So it's time for me to put the nose to the grindstone and start grinding.
I understand. You know, that's definitely part of it. But hopefully you'll stick around through Memorial Day because that I still think still has a possibility of being a lot of fun. All right. So it's kind of a weird dynamic, but for those of you who watch streaming television, Ozark is having its final season over on Netflix. And I was always one, and I still think I am one, to say, if you're going to release a season, do it all at once so we could watch it and not have to wait week to week like the way Apple TV does it. But the opposite of that is sort of thinking this through, because if you don't watch the entire thing all at once and you don't stream it, you're going to find out from somebody what ended up happening in the show. So luckily that has not happened for me yet. I still have a couple episodes to go, but just something different to think about. Thanks to our friends at LTN for Danny and Ryan and my producer Brett Levy and co-host Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Nix. Hope you have a great day. See you at 2 o'clock.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.